You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Not cause pain for other people by making a remark. There's a forbidden act from the Torah that you cannot just feel that, you know, I was just, what did we say?
Kidding.
Yeah, they feel they have a sense of humor. This is called non-kosher sense of humor. And the other term is the candy of the majlis. Yes, the Gemara of the Zara brings Let's Zahir Let's Shemo, because there is a the one that, you know, his job is to make people laugh. What are they called? Exactly. So here he says that according to ego that this gentleman has, he makes fun of everybody. Why? Because he feels by putting down someone, then everybody chews up. So Gemara says this gentleman is in a big, big trouble because he's going to go through lots of Yisurin. Lots of Yisurin. Why? Because he had no respect for other people. Harambam Zatar brings that if somebody has such a character, for sure, there is no doubt, there is something wrong with his neshama. Did you hear me? It's very scary. I read you his word from Rambam Zatzal. He says that Hamid Kabed Biglon Havero, if somebody only waiting for the opportunity to put somebody down and make a remark, Ain lo chedek l'olam haba. For sure, he has no portion in olam haba. Why? Lefi shelo yase maase me'ele, the one that he's attitude is such a way, Ela ba'al nefesh gerua she'im ba shelemud ve'ina re'uya la'olam haba. This neshama that has such an attitude that is only to put people down and make fun of them. And some people, whatever you tell them, they make a joke out of it. No matter what you tell them, they make a joke out of it. It's a joke factory. Whatever you say, however you direct them, story, hint, this, they're just expert to make joke out of it. So Rambam says, this type of attitude, there is for sure something wrong with the neshama. It's a story about Hasaba. We'll get to it. From Saba Misalabotka Zatzal, is a very, very holy rab. So happened to be that he had to his assistant. The assistant had to not take a day off. So the assistant every morning would bring him oatmeal every morning. So he appointed somebody else because he's going away for the day to bring him oatmeal in the morning. But he didn't know how really, you know, the rab likes it. So he made, you know, but it didn't taste as good. So when the assistant, the original assistant came back, he heard that whatever that the replacement made for the rab didn't taste as good. So right away he made the oatmeal when he came back and bring it for him. So So the Rav noticed that, you know, there's a new oatmeal. So he took his spoon, said the bracha, and put it in his mouth. He said, wait! There's a poison in here! Poison! Harav meant that this main assistant wanted to show that whatever that was served this morning, it was not as good as what he usually served. So he said, you're trying to put him down to show that you make a better oatmeal than him. There's lots of poison in here. What a gava! What a disrespect! No, we do this all the time. You always want to show I can do better than you. You don't know as much as, you know, how I can handle things. So here we see that this chapter of be careful to not benefit kabod and respect by putting somebody else down. You know how delicate it is. That every move you make, you have to make sure that somebody else's is not put down because of me expecting to be more respected. See, there is an interesting study that what's the difference between Sadiq and Hasid? What is Sadiq? And what is Hasid?
Sadiq does without any reward.
Sadiq doesn't expect reward.
Yeah.
But is Hasid? Where is Hasid?
Hasid is does more than worthwhile.
Hasid? Hasid Gemara, beautiful. And Sadiq is, he does, what is a single person? He does whatever that is required. Sadiq is more or less?
Sadiq is more.
More, Hasid is more, more?
No, I think Sadiq
is more. Hasid is more than required.
Yeah, you're right. But there's an interesting, beautiful point related to our subject. It's about the Sadiq, never tricks anybody. Never. He's very, very straight. Never causes that people, God forbid, to be put down, to be embarrassed. Never does it this. And what is Hasid? You know what Hasid is? Hasid, he never tricks himself.
Trick himself.
Sadiq never tricks others, and Hasid never tricks
himself.
What does that mean?
Trick.
Hile. What does that mean?
So how would that
do you mean? Trick yourself sometimes?
All the time.
What is tricking yourself means that you feel that maybe I'm more than what I am. No?
I should do something and I just trick myself not to do it.
Yeah, and that's one of the problems. But many times, you know, when you hear Chazaku Baruch, wow, you're on the ananim. Then you say, no, I don't this and that. They give you your title. Oh, I'm showing it up. But tell you to sit up. Why? Happened to me an interesting story about Harav Penei Yehoshua Zatzar. I said, ooh, very, very, very high level chacham. One time in the morning, he used to put on his talit and tefillin at home. So he comes out, see the streets is empty. He walks to the Bet Knesset, he says, nobody's in Bet Knesset. And then he hears there's a lion that is running around the city. What do you do if you see a lion?
Run away.
No, if you hear there's a lion outside in Pico Robertson, what do you do? Okay. So the story was, Harav Penin Yehoshua Zatzal stayed on the street, and all of a sudden, the lion came. The lion came toward him. The lion came toward Harav Penin Yehoshua. So what do you do now?
Say tefillah.
Harav Penei Yehoshua uncovered his talit, and the lion saw his tefillin and ran away. Ran away! Because he says in the Torah, you see on the, can you go in the invitation after Bar Mitzvah? Ve'ra'u kol ha'aretz, ki yikra Hashem, Hashem Elokecha, alecha, ve'yara'u mimecha. He says in the Torah, When the nation will see the name of Hashem on you, you want to see that's the finish of Rosh. When they see it, they run away. They run away.
So now,
yeah, I'm sorry.
So they are compared to the lion.
They're even less than the lion. Yeah, yeah.
The whiteness is like more than
lion. Fine, but here, Harav Penei Yehoshua. He uncovered his tefillin shel rosh. It's a true story. And the lion ran away. You know what happened? Somebody told me a few days ago, also, he had the tefillin on, and he came out of the house, and he saw a cat. So he revealed his talit, the cat ran away. He says, I'm as good as Harav Penei Yehoshua.
Maybe you should do this with the Dark Angels, however.
Lotan. Lotan, no, it's just Amito. Harav Penei Yehoshua. He scared the lion. So now. The cat ran away. He didn't run away because of you. You cannot make a fly run away. But here, that's the problem that we have. We feel such a self-confidence that I'm permitted to put somebody down. I'm permitted to make Chas v'Shalom, to make joke of somebody. I'm permitted to make fun of somebody that tells me what to do or not to do. Why? I made the cat run away. Ay, ay, ay. Yeah, this is a forbidden act that you have to make yourself completely, totally aware, the Chas v'Shalom, to not, you know, give away your Olam Haba. You know what it is? One word, one hint, one action. Chas v'Shalom can, you know, destroy all the work that you do, all the credit that you gain. And Hashem yisakenu, Shehash Baruch Hu, yisakeh otanu b'zad Hashem, b'yishuot, b'sorot tovot, and tefilatenu yeh meruba v'ratzon. Amen.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.